Yeah, Tony Nelson here.
Oh, Tony, you still asleep?
Yeah, my alarm clock didn't go off.
What happened?
Well, Jeannie smashed it last night.
Why would she want to do a thing like that?
Because I came in a little after midnight and she thought it was late.
Well, listen, forget about Jeannie. I just had a phone call that's going to make your whole day and your evening.
Yeah?
Yeah, you remember those two gals we had a date with last month?
You mean Miss Atombomb and Miss Galaxy?
Yeah. Well, I just had a phone call from them, and they want to go out with the two of us tonight.
How about that?
Well, I can't go out with them, Rog. You remember the last time I tried to date them? Remember what she turned them into?
Yeah. Boy, she's pretty hard to handle, isn't she?
She's impossible. I mean, it's getting so I can't call my life my own. I'm almost sorry I picked up that bottle on the beach.
Well, that's too bad. I guess I have to find somebody else, huh? Well, look, I'll see you in a base, okay?
Good morning, Master. How are you feeling this morning?
Well, to tell the truth, I'm not...
Here's your breakfast. All of your favorite dishes.
Jeannie, thanks a lot.
Miss Atombomb and Miss Galaxy are in town.
Oh, yeah. Well, look, I'm not going to get involved, honestly.
I have pressed your dinner jacket, and you and Major Healy are going to take them out tonight. And I am going to stay in my bottle so that I will not accidentally cause you any trouble. I do not want anything to spoil this evening for you.
Well, what made you change your mind?
Oh, I have not changed my mind. All I want is for you to be happy. That is all I have ever wanted. Oh, they are such beautiful girls. Ah, you will have a wonderful time tonight. Well, I will get back into my bottle. Enjoy your breakfast, Master. I will see you tomorrow.
Hold it.
Hold it?
Yeah, I want to discuss this.
Oh, well, discuss what, Master?
Oh, breakfast in bed. You wanting me to go out with Miss Atombomb? Are you staying in your bottle and not bothering me all day? And being so terribly nice about everything, that's what I want to discuss.
Oh, well, of course, Master.
Why?
Why?
When you start repeating everything I say, I know that I'm in trouble. Now, what's going on?
Going on? Well, I mean, what could be going on?
I don't know. That's what I want to find out.
Find out?
Let's see. Now, I know it's not my birthday, and it's certainly not your birthday.
No.
But it's some kind of a special day, isn't it?
Well, it's a very little day.
How little?
Oh, well, it's Haji's day.
Oh, I see. Now we're getting somewhere. Where are we getting?
Haji is the master of all the genies.
Oh, I see. And on Haji's birthday, you act especially nice.
You guessed it, Master. Have a wonderful time. I will see you tomorrow.
Yeah, hold it. Why do I keep having a feeling there's something more?
Oh, I cannot imagine, Master.
But there is.
Well, yes, but it is such a tiny little thing. I did not even want to bother you with it.
Bother me?
Well, this will amuse you. Well, each year on Haji's birthday, all the masters who are unhappy with their genies are able to send them away for good. Oh, is that not
ridiculous.
I can send you away and you have to go.
I know it is ridiculous, but...
But I can.
I know you would not even dream of doing such a thing.
No, of course not. Yeah, what time do I have to let you know?
You have until midnight.
Midnight.
Oh, but do not even think about it, Master. I will be very good. I will grant you every wish, and I will stay in my bottle and not get you into any trouble. Mm. You may go out with all the beautiful girls you want to, and there is no...
Okay.
You mean it is all right?
No, I mean I want to think about it.
Oh, you wish to think about it?
I mean it. How often does Hachi have a birthday?
Do you mean you can get rid of Jeannie if you want to? Just like that?
Yeah, just like that. I only have until midnight. Oh, she wasn't going to tell me, you know. I had to drag it out. Well, if she hadn't been so nice to me, I wouldn't have gotten suspicious.
Well, what are you going to do?
I don't know. I think I'm going to have to send her away.
Well, why would you want to do a thing like that?
Roger, I don't want to do that, but I don't have any choice. And ever since I've met her, I've been in trouble.
Boy, am I going to miss her.
So am I.
Well, she can't help being the way she is.
Well, I know that. She's a warm-hearted, beautiful, impetuous troublemaker. That's what she is. Trouble. Have I told you not to pop in public places?
Oh, what are you thinking? Good morning, Major
Healy. Good morning, Major Healy.
Get a chair. I've started bothering you, Master, but you left your briefcase at home, and I thought you might need it.
Oh, thank you, Ginny. You shouldn't have troubled.
Oh, nothing is too much trouble for you, Master. Any time, any place.
There aren't too many genies who feel that way.
My only wish is to make you happy.
I know you do, Jeannie, and you've been wonderful, and we've had a great year, but I've come to a decision, and I think I...
I had better go home and see if you left anything else.
Boy, oh, how could you do it?
Do what?
Make her leave.
Well, Roger, I can't let her go on running my life.
Well, when has she ever run your life?
What kind of a memory do you have? Do you remember the time when she thought I looked tired and I needed a rest? She made every day Sunday. I remember I walked into the living room and I...
Do you know what kind of chaos this could create?
I only know that you have been working too hard and it is not good for you.
Well... Jeannie.
It is no use talking about it, Master. This is for your own good. It is going to remain Sunday until you have rested. It will give you a chance to do all those things you enjoy.
I'm not going to enjoy anything, and I'm not going to let you do this. I'm going to put my foot down.
Try it on.
No.
Jeannie, will you stop fooling around? I'm telling you for the last time. Jeannie!
Remember that?
Yeah, I'd forgotten that. It was pretty funny.
Yeah, Dr. Bellows almost caught me. That wasn't very funny.
Master?
Oh, Jeannie, what are you doing here?
Well,
what are you doing anyway? What are you trying... Oh! I said, what have you done to yourself?
Well, I thought you might prefer me with dark hair.
No, I like you just the way you were.
Oh, did you, Master? Yeah. Thank you! I will go tell Haji.
No, that's not what I had in mind.
Boy, it's pitiful. She'd do anything to please you.
Well, do you think I'm going to enjoy sending her away? Just I can't take a chance on keeping her.
Well, if you send her back to the Haji, you'll never see her again, ever.
Yeah, that's right.
Boy, listen, why don't you give her another chance anyway? She said she wouldn't get you in any more trouble.
Well, it's not only me. You remember the thing she's done to you?
Hey, she's never done anything to me.
Roger, do you remember the time I got hit on the head and got amnesia?
Oh, yeah.
And I forgot who Jeannie was, and I fell in love with her?
Yeah, she wanted to marry you.
Yeah, and you threatened to tell me that she was a Jeannie?
Yeah, she was mad.
Yeah, I remember what happened when she lost her temper.
Yeah. Sunburned, frostbite, and the case of the bends all in the same day.
Yeah, that was just one of Jeannie's average days.
Yeah.
Well, now that you're here, you look lovely.
Oh, thank you, Master. I was hoping that it would please you.
It pleases me.
Well, I know it's not midnight yet, but I feel I ought to tell you anyhow. Jeannie, I'm afraid I'm going to have to send you back.
She's really hard to pin down, isn't she?
Well, don't worry. She'll go back. This time I have the Haji on my side.
Oh, good evening, Master.
Hello, Jeannie. Glad you're here. I want to talk to you. I've come to a decision. What do you think you're doing?
I want you to be comfortable, Master.
Listen. It's feathers. This time you're not going to get away with this. Oh, good evening. Very nice. Very nice. Jeannie, this is not going to work this time. Jeannie, I don't smoke, and I certainly wouldn't smoke a hookah if I did.
I am sorry, Master. Do you know what I have decided to do? I have decided to bring you all the treasures of the world. We are going to start with the buried gold of the Incas.
No.
The rubies of the Rajas?
No.
The diamonds of the...
No.
Well, where would you like to start?
I'd like to start with getting rid of all of this.
Oh, but I thought you'd enjoy
it. Now.
Oh.
Oh, this one, too. I'm terribly sorry, miss. It was very nice. Oh, that's better. Oh, Jeannie, really. Now the hammock.
Oh.
Yeah. Thank you.
Master, I'm sorry.
It's all right. Forget it. It's okay.
Oh, I do not know what to do. I cannot seem to please you.
Oh, you please me very much.
Do I?
Yes, yes. If I ever wanted a genie in the whole wide world, you'd be the genie I'd want.
Oh, thank you,
Master.
But
I don't want a genie.
Oh, not even a genie who will not give you one little bit of trouble, whose every thought is to make you very happy and comfortable.
Comfortable? You remember what happened the last time you tried to make me comfortable? Huh? Since I found you, my whole life has been like that. I go from disaster to disaster. Well, all that's going to change. As of midnight tonight, I'm going to be free as a... Jeannie? Jeannie? All right, Jeannie, I see you in there. You might as well start packing. As of midnight tonight, you're going back to the Haji. Would you please come out? Now, don't be blue.
Oh, I'm sorry, Master.
You're going to be nice and sensible about this, aren't you?
No, Master.
That's a good girl.
Oh, yes, you are.
But it is so unfair. I make one teeny little mistake.
Yeah, but you keep doing them over and over again. I'm sorry. I can't have you interfering in my life any longer.
I interfere in your life? Oh, Master, someone has been telling you terrible tales. I would never do that.
Would you?
Of course not. Oh, if there's anything I cannot stand, it is... It's an interfering genie.
Yes, that's exactly the way I feel about it, Genie.
Good. Then there is no problem. I will be right back, Master.
Hold on. I'm not through yet.
You are not through yet?
No. I know you don't mean to interfere.
Oh, no.
But you do.
Oh, when have I ever interfered in your life?
Do you remember the night I had a date with an old friend of mine? Charlie Susie. There we were.
Master, you did not tell me you were going out tonight.
Oh, didn't I? Well, it must have slipped my mind.
Oh, you were all dressed up. I am ready. Where are we going tonight, Master?
We're not going anywhere. I have a date tonight with an old friend of mine from Chicago. Jenny, what do you think you're doing?
You have been working much too hard lately, Master. It would be better if you stayed home and rested.
Well, I'll decide that. Now, I'm going out. And this jealousy of yours is ridiculous.
Oh, I am not jealous, Master. Who is this girlfriend?
He's a very old school chump of mine from Ohio. Yes, we went to school together, and, well, he's in town now, and he's sick, and... Well, I'm going to go and visit the poor guy.
What is her name?
Susie. Charlie Susie.
Oh, Master. Thou art not dealing with a stupid genie. You will stay home tonight.
No, I'm not. I promised I'd visit him, and visit him I'm going to. Now, come on, give me my clothes.
No, Master.
All right, then I'll go and get dressed myself. You can make me late, but you can't keep me here. This is not a jail, you know. Genie, let me out of here. Now, that wasn't very nice, was it?
Well, I thought it would amuse you.
Did you?
Yes.
Well, it didn't. You know why it didn't? Because you made me break my date.
Ah, but I let you keep it the next night. Do you remember?
Oh, yes, I remember.
You see, and everything turned out fine. I will go tell Haji that you think...
No.
No?
Do you remember what happened when you let me keep the date?
Well, not exactly.
Well, yeah, let me refresh your memory. I was there with Joe.
There. Isn't that better?
Oh, well, yes, it certainly is. It looks much more comfortable. Here.
To us.
I'll drink to that. Jeannie!
I thought she looked better that way.
I think you see what I mean, Jeannie. It won't work. It just won't work.
Your mind is made up then?
Yes, it is.
I will miss you, Master.
I'll miss you too.
I am yours until midnight. I would like to do something for you.
No, nothing, thank you.
Oh, please. It will make me so happy.
No, really.
I want you to look nice for Miss Galaxy.
Oh, well, thank you very much, Jeannie. Oh, thank you very much.
Would you like me to build you a wonderful restaurant to take her to?
No, that won't be necessary, Jeannie. Tokyo House will be fine.
Well, I guess there's... nothing else I can do for you.
Well, I better be getting along. Will you be here when I get back?
If you return before midnight.
Jeannie.
Yes?
I just wanted to thank you for everything.
Oh. Would you kiss me goodbye?
Oh, sure.
Master.
Delicious.
Arigato.
Any more hot sake?
Yes. If there's anything I love is a generous astronaut.
Did you hear that?
Tony, what's it like to go into orbit? Tony, what's it like to go into orbit?
Oh, yes. Roger, what time is it?
What time is it? I got 9:30.
What's the matter with you? You keep asking me what time is it.
I think my watch is stopped.
It's right 9:30.
Don't worry, I don't have to be back until February.
Oh, yes.
You know, Tony, I've been thinking a lot about you lately.
Why don't we do that?
I don't think you've heard a word I've said.
Oh, I'm sorry, Anne.
If you've got a problem, maybe I could help you with it.
The only person who could help me is me.
More hot sake?
How could you let me do that?
I must have missed part of the conversation. How could I let you do what?
A fine friend you turned out to be. I must have been out of my mind. I can't go on without her.
You mean you've changed your mind?
Yeah, I'm gonna stop her.
I wish I knew what everybody was talking about.
It can't be 9:30. Pardon me, could you tell me what time it is, please?
It's 1 minute past midnight.
Best genie master ever had. Haji, I want to talk to you. You can't have Jeannie back. There's been some kind of a mistake. Something went wrong with my watch. Now, it's up to me to decide if I want to send her back, and I've decided I do not want to send her back. Are you listening? All right, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll fight you for her. But I warn you, I'm trained in unarmed combat. Thanks.
You escaped!
No, Master.
Well, how'd you get away from the Haji?
I did not go to Haji.
Yeah, but you said that at midnight you had to...
Yes, Master. Midnight Haji's time.
Midnight Haji's time.
Well, I set your watches back.
You set our watches back?
Well, I did not think you wanted me to go, really. And anyway, it is too late now.
Oh, too late, yes. That is until next year.
Yes. Do you mind very much?
Well, I guess I could put up with you for another year.
Oh, I am glad.
Yeah, but you remember, you're going to keep your promises. You're going to stay in your bottle a lot, and you're not going to interfere with my life, right?
Oh, that is right, Master.
Welcome home.
Oh, thank you, Master.
Okay, now back in the bottle.
Oh, where are you going?
Oh, well, I'm going back to the Tokyo house. I have a date, remember?
And you were going back there?
Yeah, sure. Good night. Jeannie, what do you think you're doing?
It is past midnight, Master, and you should be in bed. You have a hard day tomorrow, and you should be fresh. Sleep well. I will see you in the morning.
Jeannie, you've got this. Jeannie!